The Disciplined Trader, full audiobook style summary. Welcome to this extended audiobook style summary of The Disciplined Trader by Mark Douglas. Think of this as sitting down with a mentor who has been through the ups and downs of trading, sharing lessons not in technical terms, but in stories, reflections, and practical insights. Mark Douglas's key message is simple yet profound. Trading success has far less to do with strategies and far more to do with psychology. It's about learning how to think differently, how to handle emotions like fear and greed, and how to stay disciplined no matter what the market throws at you. In this summary, we'll walk through each of the 17 chapters, expanding the core lessons into practical takeaways that you can reflect on in your own trading journey. By the end, you'll not only understand trading better, but you'll also understand yourself better. Chapter 1. Why I Wrote This Book. Douglas starts by reflecting on his own painful journey as a trader. He lost money, he failed, and he even went bankrupt. But instead of quitting, he asked himself why some traders succeed while others don't. The answer wasn't better systems, faster news, or smarter analysis. It was mindset. Successful traders had the ability to stay calm under pressure, to accept losses without fear, and to keep executing their plan with discipline. This chapter sets the stage. If you want to trade well, you need to master yourself first. Chapter 2. Why a New Thinking Methodology. Most of us grow up with beliefs like hard work equals reward, or success means being right. But in trading, these beliefs don't fit. You can work very hard and still lose. You can have the right analysis, but the market can still move against you. Douglas explains that we need a new way of thinking, one that embraces uncertainty, focuses on probabilities instead of certainties, and accepts that being wrong is just part of the process. This mindset shift is like reprogramming your brain for a new game with different rules. Chapter 3. The Market is Always Right. One of Douglas's most famous lessons, the market is always right. The price you see on the screen reflects the collective opinion of all traders at that moment. It doesn't matter what you think is fair value. If the market is at that price, then that is the reality. Traders get into trouble when they argue with the market, hoping it will prove them right. Instead, disciplined traders learn to accept the market's verdict and adapt accordingly. You can choose, do you want to be right or do you want to make money? Chapter 4. There is unlimited potential for profit and loss. Unlike a casino where you know the odds and limits, trading feels like it has unlimited potential. That can be intoxicating. One trade could, in theory, change your life, but this illusion is dangerous. Believing that each trade is your ticket to freedom creates pressure and blinds you to reality. Losses can spiral because you keep hoping for a reversal, while wins can lead to greed that pushes you to risk too much. Douglas reminds us that success comes not from chasing big wins, but from treating each trade as just one of many in a long journey. Chapter 5. Prices are in perpetual motion. Markets never stop. Prices move constantly, up and down, without a clear beginning or end. This creates psychological traps. After a win, greed whispers, "Just one more." After a loss, denial tells you, "Hold on, it will turn." Revenge trading, fear of missing out, and clinging to past trades all cloud judgment. The only way forward is to accept the endless flow of prices and stay emotionally detached. Trade with money you can afford to lose so your decisions aren't poisoned by fear or desperation. Chapter 6. The market is an unstructured environment. Unlike school or work, markets have no built-in structure. There are no teachers, no bosses, no rules, only opportunities and risks. This freedom is exciting, but also dangerous. Without rules, traders drift, follow the crowd, or blame others when things go wrong. Douglas insists that you must create your own structure, your rules, your risk limits, your accountability. Without self-imposed discipline, the market will eat you alive. Chapter 7. In the market, reasons are irrelevant. Many traders waste time asking, why did the market move? But in reality, reasons don't matter. Prices move because of buying and selling, driven by fear and greed. Traders often rationalize after the fact, but that doesn't help in real time. The disciplined trader doesn't chase reasons. They focus on patterns, probabilities, and risk management. The lesson here, stop trying to explain the market. Start learning how to flow with it. Chapter 8. The three stages to becoming a successful trader. Douglas describes three stages. 1. Recognizing that your beliefs shape your experience. 2. Developing mental flexibility to adapt to market changes. And 3. Mastering execution without fear. Self-acceptance plays a huge role. You must forgive past mistakes, trust yourself, and believe you deserve success. Only then can you consistently identify opportunities and act on them with confidence. Chapter 9. Understanding the mental environment. Our minds are filled with emotions, beliefs, needs, and illusions. Fear, anger, joy, and greed all fight for influence over our decisions. If you don't understand this inner environment, the market will expose it and exploit it. Douglas urges traders to study their own psychology as much as they study charts. When you know your mental triggers, you can manage them instead of being controlled by them. Chapter 10. How memories and beliefs shape perception. Every trader sees the market differently because of past experiences. If you've been burned by losses, fear might blind you to new opportunities. If you had big wins, greed might push you into reckless trades. Memories and beliefs filter reality, meaning we often don't see the market as it is, but as we expect it to be. The antidote is awareness, realizing your biases and challenging limiting beliefs. Chapter 11. Why we need to adapt. Life and markets are constantly changing. To thrive, you must adapt. Douglas compares learning to expanding a circle. Every new lesson increases your ability to perceive reality. The more you resist change, the more pain you'll experience. Traders who adapt grow confident and flexible. Those who cling to old beliefs stay stuck in cycles of frustration. Chapter 12. The dynamics of goal achievement. Behind every trading goal is a deeper need: security, freedom, validation. But conflicting beliefs and emotions often sabotage us. For example, wanting success but fearing loss creates paralysis. Douglas explains that growth means confronting these conflicts and aligning your beliefs with your goals. Trading success is less about strategy and more about inner harmony. Chapter 13. Managing mental energy. Your thoughts shape your emotions, and your emotions shape your trading. Negative thinking fuels fear, while positive thinking builds confidence. Douglas reframes mistakes as lessons. Every error is simply a sign of what you still need to learn. By managing mental energy, you can turn setbacks into stepping stones and build resilience over time. Chapter 14. Techniques for affecting change. Want to change your mindset? Douglas offers practical techniques: journaling, affirmations, self-discipline exercises, and even self-hypnosis. The key is consistency. Beliefs can't be erased, but their power can be weakened. By confronting limiting beliefs and replacing them with empowering ones, traders can reshape their mental environment for success. Chapter 15. The psychology of price movement. Price isn't just numbers, it's psychology in motion. Every tick reflects the hopes and fears of thousands of traders. Support and resistance levels exist because people remember past highs and lows. By understanding this collective psychology, disciplined traders can spot opportunities with greater accuracy. Chapter 16. The Steps to Success. Trading mastery comes from discipline, fearlessness, and probability-based thinking. Traders must accept mistakes, let go of missed opportunities, and stay committed to growth. Douglas advises focusing on one setup, mastering it, and executing flawlessly. Success isn't about being right every time, but about managing risk and sticking to your rules. Chapter 17. Final Note. Douglas closes by reminding us that trading is a mirror. It reflects how much we trust ourselves, how much we value ourselves, and how much discipline we truly have. To grow as a trader, you must grow as a person. When you cultivate self-trust, patience, and positive self-worth, trading success becomes a natural byproduct.